Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. What were you saying? What was happening?
I don't know. There's some major accident on 101, everyone. I got multiple warnings of big trouble. Big.
Just a horrible... how come your lights aren't on? Horrible accident. I heard about it on the news on the way in, and then Yuzi was saying she drove right by it.
Oh, you went through it?
No, I didn't go through it. Actually, Alden drove me today, thank God.
No doubt.
And so we knew something was happening because all the lights, those, what are those, the message lights on the freeway that CHP or Caltrans puts out. And of course, we listen to KCBS the entire time, but I'm like, okay, we're coming up on this. And it was just awful. The scene is so
So it was a wrong
awful.
Way driver?
A woman, the Channel 2 is reporting, a woman was driving the wrong way on the freeway. Hit a taxi. The taxi is sort of one of those suburban-like-ish taxis. Okay. The taxi driver, a male driver, and then two passengers. They suspect that they just picked them up from the airport. There were luggage on the freeway.
Oh, God. I mean, just the photos you showed me of it this morning. Yeah. I mean, apparently there's already reporters there taking pictures.
Yeah.
It's just a pile
wrong
of metal.
Way drivers are often drunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it would seem, because there are lots of signs that say, do not enter. Yeah.
Right.
Wrong way. Don't do it.
I don't know this person.
No.
I didn't pass the accident.
They're saying, they're investigating whether drugs or alcohol is involved.
I've seen that before. I've been on the road late at night. I remember, I can still see it in San Diego. On this road, I'm like, oh my God. That person's going the wrong way, right past me.
Horrible.
And there was no cell phones, so it's not like I was all
911.
Yeah. Danger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just went, I'm going to get out of here.
It was a wrong way driver last week on the Bay Bridge that caused some stuff.
It's just so awful. So he had just, maybe those people had just been picked up at the airport. And
they suspect that.
Ugh. Well, they say that they were going to try and get some lanes, another lane open or something.
As of right now, I think they opened up two lanes.
So, but 280's your way.
Yeah,
if you don't have
absolutely.
To get off right at that point.
They're going to be out there a while. Did you end up taking 280 all the way in, Vin?
I did.
No problem?
No problem.
Good.
Smooth. Yeah. Smooth and easy.
Yeah.
So do that.
Well, yeah, as more cars get out on the road, it'll be more traffic,
yes,
of course.
Yes, it's going to be. But heads up if you haven't left yet.
So, super sorry to the A's fans. It was such
a
bummer.
It's
a
huge bummer.
I had the longest but productive day yesterday. Mm. Like, I was rushing to get... The whole goal was to sit... After the night before's game, which was so exciting, I don't even have a pony in that race.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just started rooting for the team that was losing. Like, by the seventh inning, I'm all, oh, God, I hope they can... And as they rallied in the end of the eighth, I think, I was... So excited! But last night's game, the other team got on him and never
got
let
off.
Up. It was like 5-1.
Did
when
you wind
I turned,
up watching the whole thing?
I watched from bed up to about ninth inning.
Oh, how long did it go?
It didn't go long. Oh. It didn't go past. But I turned it off at the beginning of the ninth. Right. I was like, I'm out of here.
Did you watch any Survivor?
I watched Survivor this morning. Oh. I got up extra early.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
What is?
So there's a dynamic. I know some of you don't like Survivor, but it is actually interesting, the dynamics that take place.
I totally
when
agree.
When people are put in these situations.
With strangers and no food.
Watching the one lady.
Nora.
She she's on the outside and she's talking about how this is high school and she can't, it's high school all over. And you can see that she's a grown woman who is going
insane
in her head right back to high school behavior because of these perceived roles and how she's. So I'm watching this and I'm thinking, that's so weird that in high school people, or that grown-ups have carried some of the pain from high school into real, like into their real lives.
Right.
And, but then in the tribal council, there she is. And she correctly identifies that she does this to herself on.
She said, I take it from my real life into this game. I'm watching the same things happen and I know it must be me.
I'm an outsider. I make myself an outsider. It makes me, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have.
Right.
And I'm
no partner, no kids. She's got to be 40.
So you see this in yourself.
Ooh, what's her name?
Noura, N-O-U-R-A. Oh.
And yet she can't do it. She clearly, these are habits she learned from her youth. Maybe probably even before high school.
Sure.
And she can't do a damn thing.
But she sees them.
With knowledge of them, she can't do a damn thing to stop it.
Because she is just, she's, I wanted to throttle her at the beginning of the episode where she's, you know, bitching at everyone about how lazy they. Meanwhile, it's like, it was nighttime. We were sleeping. And she, you know, she's like, well, I wasn't sleeping. I was up keeping the fire. I'm trying to keep us all alive here. I'm the only one that even cares about us. What were you doing? Oh, were you sleeping? Yes, I was. And I don't feel guilty about it. I was sleeping. It's true. Sleep was what I was doing.
Her behavior put her on the bottom. And then you watch her admit she does this everywhere she goes.
Yep.
And you just want to shake her. Like, how do you not?
I know.
Stop it.
I feel like it makes me hope that if she's that far into sort of self-exploration and knowledge at day six, that this can be a transformative thing for her. And we've seen that happen for other people like Corcoran. He went from this sort of nerdy, like people shy, to he's now, you know, of just of a blooming rose, and he's a writer on some, you know, in Hollywood. And then that guy David from a couple seasons ago, he was like, I don't talk to anyone. I'm super anxious. Right. He was like freaking out because there were bugs around. And he actually turned into kind of a contender. Like he found this strength in himself. And he said that, you know, a lot of people say that the experience of Survivor really changes their life and sort of reorganizes their priorities and in real life. And I thought to myself as she said that, because she really did call herself out, like really sort of acknowledged this horrible behavior that
my jaw dropped watching the tribal council, because I really did. Like you've told me about your high school experience, and it
bums me out. It was
horrible. That was that way for you.
But some people really get arrested at that point. Like the whole arrested development thing that they talk about in psychology it's totally real. Like there are events that can happen in people's lives that they never get past them.
Right.
They are unable to do anything about them, and they just don't grow into, they don't bloom into full people.
Right.
They are trapped.
I don't know. I mean, I know that, I'm not quite sure, because you moved around a little bit. I'm not quite sure about your high school experience. I know that I wasn't like a Letterman guy. I wasn't.
But you had a good experience.
But I knew everybody. Right. I made friends wherever I went, and it wasn't. And this is actually an admission. It wasn't until I started doing drugs that my focus shifted from people to
what drugs?
People who do drugs with me.
You mean
pot?
Oh, okay.
You know, pot and booze. It became about that.
Sure.
And people who weren't doing that with me started to fall away because that's what my focus had become.
Right.
But prior
druggies
to
find
that,
another druggie.
Right.
It's true.
I mean, that's you hang with people
drugs.
Who
yeah.
are
do you
doing
have
what you're up to.
Yeah.
No, let's go find some together.
Uh-huh.
But prior to that, I had friends in every walk of life.
Right.
The nerds and the drama geeks and the
well, you're
jocks.
A friendly person and you're easy to talk to because you'll talk.
Right.
And so I'm not surprised by that at all. It's unfortunate that, you know, your focus became this other thing.
Yeah, it is. And it's actually something that you don't see, or I didn't see until I was able to get on the other side of it and look back and go, so many people fell away and my energy fell away from so many people because I was...
All my energy was headed down this
where
road.
Where are the kegs? Where's the parties? Where's the...
Right.
And so people who probably, I'm sure there's people out there who went like, what happened to that guy? Mm-hmm. Well, he became a doobie weed guy. Doobie weed or bust.
You know what, though? Those are all things that contribute to the person that you are today. I mean, I do think that because you've gotten past those things, you're still an alcoholic, but you're not still on that
drinking,
train.
Right.
So you manage to develop past that point. Plenty of people don't.
Right.
They get into this thing. And I also think that it's like this weird self-conscious thing where, you know, I it's so funny. I think I've told you guys about this one class that I took. It was an acting class when we first moved to LA. John was like, oh, I'm going to take a night class. I'm like, all right, I'll take a night class too. So he went and took his night class and I took a night class.
This is when you were DJing.
I was at KLOS. In Los Angeles, at part-time. Hello,
big
everyone.
Deal, though.
Yeah, sure.
Big deal.
Mark and Brian did not know who I was, but I worked there. So I took this class, and I was, I don't know, I guess I must have been mid-20s, maybe 24, 25.
I've never heard this story.
Well, I've definitely mentioned it.
You have mentioned the class before, I know that.
It was like a 3-4 month class, whatever it was, and it was transformative. Like, I started to realize that nobody is thinking about you. That because when you're in high school, you really feel like everyone's judging you. Everyone's thinking, everyone noticed what you did. Everyone's, you know, but everyone's really in their own head thinking just like you. Like everyone thinks everyone's worried about them. And in the end, no one's thinking about you except you, really. No one's. So I feel like that's something you realize the older you get, the more you realize not only is no one thinking about you, I don't care if they are. You know, it's like freeing. And I think that the sooner that you can realize that stuff and get out of your own head and oh my God, it's like when someone is, you know, not popular or whatever in high school, like it becomes this thing where they just feel like they wear it like a badge and they take it with them through their lives.
That's what I'm saying. This lady, it's like a self-fulfilling situation she creates.
Relax. Nobody,
she goes.
Nobody's thinking about you until you start yelling at them. And then they're like, God, I'm thinking that girl's a bitch.
Right.
We got an email from our girl Maria Napa.
Oh, Maria. Maria's on the Survivor train now, too,
She says, if you don't want these, just say so.
Nah, just send them. We don't want always read them, but...
Holy moly, the montage of Nora going on and on and on. Girl, you're taking yourself right off the show. Jason seems like he might be able to talk some sense into her, but he's got no power in the game, so it's not like he could do much to help her.
Although...
And then she talks about other stuff.
They're going to find themselves in a better position this week. And that was one guy who got, so somebody got blindsided last night.
Right.
And the people who
spectacularly.
Were. Spectacularly. Oh, beautifully. It was just beautiful. She even said at the end, like, I'm humbled. But the people who were with her and thought they were running the whole game were, you know, they were like.
Cold splash of water.
And when they started this episode, because the same thing kind of happened on the other tribe last week.
Right.
That guy was, he handled it all wrong. Like, listen, when you get blindsided, what you need to do is be quiet and try to find your way back into the tribe. Oh, my God. I'll say this, too. The Island of the Idols thing, I think, is going to be a valuable tool for people.
I think it's great. What do you mean?
I think it's going to be, like, I thought, well, what skills are they going to teach them? But then the thing on listening last night was kind of genius.
No, I think that even more important... And I don't know that anybody's handled it correctly, but each person that comes back has a weird meltdown about how to explain what's happened to them.
Right.
And you're like, you had time to figure this out. You should have done a better job. Either be honest.
Right.
And say what happened so that you're not the liar.
Is it gonna bite them?
Or have a better story.
Right.
Because they've got this mishmash of nonsense that they're trying to sell to the, and the lady last night was happened to you? You weirdo?
I, you know, is it just that after five or six days on this island, like she's so far out of the norm of her life that, because a lot of times people do have breakdowns early on.
I know.
They get out there, they're starving.
Yeah.
You know, they're away from every comfort and every person that they know in their life. And people have remember Aubrey? Like, within the first 3 days. And she's someone who went on to be kind of a contender mm-hmm. and come back for another season. You know, they just, it's the deprivation and the whole new situation. And they're just like, I'm not cut out for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, at some point.
Lose it.
Someone's going to come back and say, those guys are full of you know what.
Yep.
Where I just went, and explain it.
Yep.
And be able to say, here's what went down, and I don't know why all these five people lied about it.
I know. I think it's the wrong move, because they're coming back and they're not saying...
The wrong move is telling the truth, or the wrong move is lying.
Mm-hmm. Because they're all going to get a chance to go to this thing. Mm-hmm. Because they're drawing random names, like you are picking the name of the person who's going to go there next. And it's a questionable decision to not come back and say, you guys aren't going to believe this, but here's what it is. And these two people both decided to lie about it.
Right.
And it's...
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go.
I think that's a good part of the twist, is how they handle it when they get back.
Right.
So we'll see. I don't know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But yesterday I had, remember when I got rear-ended?
Yes.
Yeah.
In your van, in your minivan.
Bryn, hit a drum.
I remember that rear-ending. Go on.
Anyway, I still haven't been paid for that. So, and I've been dealing with this insurance company. It came in under my deductible, so my insurance company said, we're not paying for that. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll help facilitate your
getting
money.
Paid from
right.
this other yeah. place.
But so I got a letter from this guy, and it's been a whole freaking thing. This happened back in June.
Yeah, that
right?
was when,
oh, wow.
That along
ago?
The boardwalk?
I was headed to
Isla.
The beach boardwalk right. with my kid.
Yeah.
Right. So I've been... sending emails. I've been making phone calls. I have a note on my little things to do app that's, you know, it's moved to the top because everything else around it's gotten done. Mm. And it's, you know, this insurance money. So anyway, yesterday, first of all, I have a friend who told me last week, my friend James, you met James, mm-hmm. the guy who used to be in a band. And anyway,
Ninkasi guy.
And he's not even that
right,
anymore,
but that's
the guy.
Sure.
He's
RV,
RV
guy.
Living guy. Yeah. He tells me last week, I think I'm headed your way. I'm like, all right, bro. You know, let me know when you get down here, because I'm not going to. Well, yesterday around 2, I get a call or I get a text. I'm in Marin. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
More of a heads up, dude.
More of a heads up for sure would have been nice, but whatever.
You got 2+ hours.
It was fine. I was just like, okay, well, that's now just jumped into my day. But meanwhile, I call the insurance company. Hello, Miguel is no longer with this company, so you'll need to call the main line. I'm like,
you don't have a guy anymore?
My dude just got fired. The dude who was with the other insurance company that was supposed to be working my claim.
Whoa.
So I'm like, is that a move? Did they just phony fire him so that I don't have anyone?
My God.
So I don't know if that's the case, but I'm like, now.
Phony fire.
Well.
Right.
I mean,
this guy's getting close, right?
How much money do they save by, you know, changing the seats on the deck and making everyone go,
just hoping this guy stops calling.
Well, mm-hmm.
right.
I mean, maybe I'm jaded, but I definitely feel like
I don't think you are.
In the middle of my day, now I got to start from scratch.
Yeah.
Of course, you know.
So
I'm a
annoying.
Bulldog with a bone. I'm like, you can forget that. Do. I finally got my insurance company, because I first called 3 different numbers at their insurance. My insurance company goes, well, I mean, I can call them. And I go, good, do it. I'll wait right here. Do it. Call them. I need some help me, please. Mm-hmm.
That's what I have you for.
He called them. He gets on the line like, I don't know, 15 minutes later. I'm just sitting there at my desk. And I'm also sending texts back like, yeah, okay, bro, I'll see you in a little while.
Oh, my God, I would love to.
How am I going to
not
make
do
all
this
work?
Today. Yeah.
Right. But he gets back on the line. He goes, I've got someone from their insurance company. She's going to make sure that you get your check. Thank you. She gets on. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry this has happened. What I need to do is, and she goes, ba, 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 ba. And I go, mm-hmm. I can get you all that information right now. Let's do it.
Mm.
I get her everything she needs. She goes, all right, here's my email. I'll write you later and let you know if I was able to get this done. I get an email like an hour later that says, a check has been sent for $900.
Oh my God.
To your address. This is your ad. It's done. And I was like, oh my God.
The skies part. The angels sing.
At the Olympics.
You did it, Vinny. So that Miguel guy was no wonder he got fired, huh?
Or, again, I don't know if that's just them, the way they shake people off their trail.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. But I was able to get the. So I still don't have the money. But I got an email confirming it's done and was like, oh my God.
So then what happened? RV guy showed up?
He showed up with his new girlfriend.
Where she lives in the RV with her?
She does. With him? She apparently.
Find her along the way somewhere?
No, he.
Hitchhiker?
Yeah.
No, she lives in Eugene where he lives. But, it, you know, that was. I don't know how they hooked up exactly, but she seems delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And I was. It was nice to meet her, and he's super happy. And
you Before know, you go to dinner?
No, I had a whole other thing planned and they wanted to be romantic.
Oh, was the RV shake it out in the front yard?
No. The driveway?
Yikes.
I don't know.
Don't go out there, Isla.
I don't know.
It's not a fun house, I swear.
But it was cool to see him and I'll see him later today, hopefully for a surf. We'll see.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Before that, well, yeah.
And the girl's delightful, huh?
She seems very nice.
Isn't he a divorced guy?
He is. And I swear to you, I would never have guessed. He's like one of those guys that with his ex-wife, how do I word this without coming off?
Just come off.
It just, with a lot of guys, you might talk about girls. You might talk about who's pretty or what you like or whatever. I mean, it's just sort of guy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. His eye never like wandered. His thoughts never wandered. Like I just saw him as, those two.
Oh, you
are a unit.
They're together forever.
They're a machine. Like I really thought they were never
right.
And I know that they had because he was a band guy, and she joined him on that journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I met him in Eugene was after the band blew up and that sort of went under. She went, it's my turn. I want to go have a life. Like, not that life. I want to leave LA. I want you to leave music. And I want us to have a normal life. And he did it.
Mm.
But he's like a force of nature. So even though he was dropped in Eugene, he was like, I have 10,000 ideas. So I think if I'm guessing that's at some point she went, you're exhausting.
Right.
You're
just trying to have a normal life
here. You're killing me.
Right.
Because one of the things he found out about himself is he goes, I always thought it was music, but really I'm a promotions genius. Like I'm actually.
Well, he built up that Ninkasi brand.
Well, and but he also built up that band. Like you forget, even though it's
about
playing music.
That makes it
music,
all the more painful that he got screwed over so hard by that one guy in that band.
Well,
like if he was the driving force.
Your marketer. That's you market your band. I mean, we were talking about David Lee Roth the other day. He was boasting about how he thought of everything.
Right. I hummed the solos I wanted him to play.
And we're all single and we all dress like this.
And we're all this age and no older.
Right. So anyway, busy day. Sorry, I took up all the time.
No, please.
We got to go.
We got nowhere to go.
We're here.
We're where we should be.
We're eating our 4.5 hours.
By the way.
They're delicious.
Four dead in wrong way crash on Highway 101 in San Francisco is the breaking news.
Right.
So
it's on right now. So 101 is to be avoided for sure. All right. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. More on that and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.